Lord, praise His name. Glorious Lord, glorious Lord, hallelujah. God, you reign, you reign, Lord, you reign.
Jesus Christ is
Amen. He is Lord. Amen?
Amen.
He is Lord. We're told in the Word that we can only say that by the Holy Spirit. I thought about that a lot. The only way that's going to be true, the only way it's going to really mean what it says, is that if we say it through the Holy Spirit. He's Lord. He's Lord of my life. He's Lord of His church. So good morning, church.
Morning.
Right? You are the church. Amen?
Amen?
We come from different areas. Some of us even come from Florida, right? And New Jersey, New York, and who am I leaving out here?
China.
Illinois? Is that in the United States? And I heard China, right? And we come from all over. But we are His church. We're His bride. And what do we do this morning? What does God want us to do this morning? Maybe it's to testify, start a chorus, anything to glorify His name. But I thought I'd share something from the Word, this verse from the Word, in case you weren't too sure of what to do. There's three things for certain, maybe four, that we know are absolutely the will of God. And so here it is. Listen to this. From 2 Thessalonians, three things, maybe four, that we absolutely can know is the will of God for us this morning on this wonderful Sunday morning. Doesn't matter how you feel, what your disposition is, whether you failed just before you came in, or whether you were a perfect saint before you came in. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus. What does the Word of God say? Rejoice always. But Brother Keith, you know, I messed up this morning. Well, we have the covering of the blood and forgiveness. He can take us as we are and make us what we ought to be. That's why we're here, to worship Him, right? To rejoice, not in our failures, but to rejoice in the One who can take our failures and turn them around. He's done that for me. Has He done that for you? So often. Our my gracious Lord. The second thing is to pray without ceasing. We're going to pray this morning. There's a few things on my heart that I would like us to join in prayer about. And the third thing is this. In everything, give thanks. We can give thanks for everything, the negative and the positive, when we're in Christ Jesus. He goes on to say, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So there, it's settled this morning. This is the will of God. Rejoice always, pray, give thanks in everything, and here's the possible four. It's do not quench the Spirit. Well, I hope and trust there's no one here who will do that, right? We have to open our hearts and praise and worship Him. Are you ready to do that? I hear some of you already have. Okay. You know, some of you need to get ready. And that reminds me, speaking of ready, let me ready you with some of these announcements. Let's see, I got them here. Because I'm good at forgetting them. In fact, I think I forgot to bring them. I wasn't kidding. No, let's see. Well, there will be an offering this morning. The only offering that camp takes, that's number one. So you can be ready for that. Also, lunch is at 12:30, correct? 12:30. So you'll have about, when I get done, maybe 10 minutes to get there. There's a prayer meeting this afternoon right here in the lodge proper. I think that was 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock, correct? All right, so there's three things just so you're ready for those things. But we're ready to worship the Lord. I think most of you know this, right? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, let's step it up a little bit. And I'm going to have to ask you to help me out here, because I like to clap to this, but I have terrible rhythm. You know, I do. I'm on the offbeat, on beat, and everything. It goes along with my pitch. Well, there's two things that are working in my favor. But you know, it's so good to clap. I always admire Phil Baker from, he helps me down in the chapel, and he's got good rhythm. And I always like to, you know, if you watch this man, he keeps his rhythm, and when he claps, he starts way out here. You know, and I was admiring it. You know, you ever see something like that? You know, this is the day, and he's right on beat. And I admired that, so I thought I'd try it. You know, and it ended up, you know, this is the day. This is the day. And it got to where people were focusing more on me and my messing up. So I'm going to ask you to help me today, because today is a day of rejoicing. Amen. This is the day that our wonderful Lord rose from the grave. And because He lives, we live. And you know, I'm big on not letting the enemy minimize anything that God has purchased for us. We can't allow that. And so we're going to worship and praise, and I'm going to ask you to help me. And don't watch me, okay? Let's just do it to the Lord. Let's start with this is the day.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, yes we will, we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made.
Rejoice evermore.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Oh, we rejoice in you, Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we exalt thee today. We praise you, O God, we worship you, O Lord. We thank you, O Father, King of kings and Lord of lords. You are all glorious, O God. Our God reigns, hallelujah. Oh, we're thankful, Lord, you reign in every situation. We're thankful that you are God of all. Oh, hallelujah. Our comfort, our strength, our healer, our King. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Praise his mighty name. We praise his mighty name. You're wonderful, oh God. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you, oh Father, that our precious Savior, your Son, our gracious Lord, rose from the dead. Oh, hallelujah. All for us. Oh, we're thankful. We're so thankful for this, oh God, for the life of the resurrected Christ, that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead can quicken these mortal bodies. We're so grateful. Oh, God, we pray this morning as we worship you, as we exalt you, that you'll touch these bodies. Lord, you know the needs represented here. We're so grateful that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It hasn't changed. Doesn't matter what the world says. Doesn't matter, Lord, what the reports are. We have come to know the living God. He lives. Because He lives, we shall live. And His grace and His love and His power is the same today and more so than ever. And we pray for the needs represented, Lord, that You'll touch, that You'll quicken, oh God, these mortal bodies with that resurrection life. Amen. We ask You to do this. We pray, God, for any here that suffer perhaps from emotional or nervous conditions. Why, Lord, Your peace, Your peace. You are our peace. We pray for any here today that feel condemned. Lord, that are under the weight of sin and don't have their act together yet. Well, You're so gracious. You receive us as we are. But thank God You don't leave us as we are. And we pray, God, that if anyone here suffers from that, they'll feel the release because of the blood of Jesus Christ. To enjoy the presence of our King, wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. We pray, Father, this morning for all the body of Christ gathered here at camp, but those at home from our various churches, we pray, Lord, that for Your greater intervention, that You'll have Your way, that You'll reign. Oh, Christ, You must reign. Reign in us, we pray. Reign in each service. Get eyes on the King, we ask. Lord, we pray for those who come in that don't know You, that, Lord, salvation will be gifted to them. We trust You to do that. Meet every pastor this morning. Strengthen them, Lord. Anoint them to give Your word. We believe You to do this. And we ask that the Holy Spirit will be poured out on all of the body of Christ, Lord. Oh, how we need Your Spirit. How we desire Your Spirit, Lord. We ask that, Father. We ask that even while we're here this morning, that the King will reign in our midst. Reign over every one of us, Lord. Father, we just believe You to do this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Why don't we stand together and sing number 24, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Thank You, Lord. Praise You, dear Jesus. Lord, we worship You. it? Isn't that third verse something? Crown him the Lord of what? Life. You know, I love to worship the Lord. I always didn't, it wasn't always that way with me. I was a shy, kind of quiet, obnoxious guy. Yeah, you can be quiet and obnoxious. And if you doubt it, come and speak with me. I'll point you out. You know, you can be. But I'm thankful I learned to praise. What a weapon. And with my disposition, I needed to learn to praise. I needed to learn to worship. And, you know, I thought as we sang this third verse, crown him the Lord of life who triumphed over the grave and rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. I wanted to help some of you who maybe aren't real audible worshipers out this morning. Okay? I wanted to help you out. Because there's some of you who, I'm not being judgmental. This is getting awkward, right? This is getting awkward. But awkward's awesome. You know, I'm not being judgmental, but I want to help you out. Because it's by the Holy Spirit that we say He is Lord. And, you know, maybe you're not audible as perhaps some of us are. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't use our voices to glorify God and to praise Him. When you read the end of Hebrew, that wonderful epistle, He tells us there's no other offering for us to give. Jesus gave it all. There's only one offering that we can offer. Besides the one offering we're going to take this morning, by the way. But there's only one real offering, and you know what that is? What is it? The fruit of our lips. I'm so thankful that the author of that epistle got specific, and you know, so that he tells us, yeah, you got to use your lips, you got to use your mouth. We have to profess and confess that Jesus is Lord, right? So here we go. Let's say it together, Jesus is Lord. Come on, everyone. Jesus is Lord. Now I'm going to stretch you a little bit. I'm going to stretch some of you. We're going to say hallelujah. You ready? Come on. Hallelujah. Now, doesn't that feel right? It doesn't that feel right? Now, there was someone years ago in the chapel that came to me and said, why do we have to start every service with praise? Sometimes it's nice to be quiet in the presence of the Lord. And I agreed with him for a moment. I said, you know, it's so true. Not every it doesn't, we want God to have His way. But I say, there's only one way to come into the presence of the Lord, and that's to exalt Him, to declare and decree that He is King of kings and Lord of lords. Otherwise, it's the checkbook that's king. It's the bill that's king. It's the burden that's king. It's what somebody just said before you came into the service that's king. It's, you know, it's what didn't go wrong. The car didn't start. You yelled at the kids. You know, you forgot to put the roast in the oven. All those things are king. Unless we begin with, I worship You, I praise You, I exalt You, I acknowledge, oh God, that You are my God. Is it me, or does that just make sense? Can I get a big amen?
Amen.
This service is over. Well, we're just beginning. We're going to sing this last verse. And then, look, let's just enjoy our Lord. Because He wants to enjoy you. He does. And you know, when you begin to worship Him and you just forget about each other and you begin just to praise Him, you find out something. That God enjoys you. That God loves you. That He loves to fellowship with us. Sometimes it's all about how we need to fellowship with Him. And the more I look at the Word, the more I realize He wants to fellowship with us. He wants to walk with us and talk with us, commune with us. So let's just enjoy the Lord. Now look. I'm not going to be peeking and going and judging and saying, oh, there's one that's not worshiping. I'm just going to be enjoying my Lord. You know? But it wouldn't hurt if you got a little awkward this morning. And you know, even if you moved your lips in the tiny littlest way and said, Jesus, You are Lord. I praise You. You know, that would be okay. Come on, let's sing that fourth verse.
Crown Him the Lord of love. Behold His hands and side. Rich wounds yet visible. Of what in beauty
died for me. Hallelujah. Praise shall never, never fail through all eternity. Oh, let's sing that again. All hail Redeemer. Well, you know what? If you don't mind, let's sing the whole fourth verse again. When we get to all hail Redeemer hail, oh, let it spring up from your inward man to glorify the King. Let's sing that fourth again.
Crown him the Lord of love. Behold his hands and side. Rich wounds yet visible above. In beauty.
Oh, amen. Yes, they are.
All hail, Redeemer. Hail.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I pray. Never, never fail. Through all eternity. Oh, hallelujah. It shall never, never fail. Oh, God, we worship you. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of lords, our God, our great Redeemer, we worship you. You are Lord, oh God, we worship you. We will exalt you. We will proclaim and declare and decree that God is reigning. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. Oh, all that's within us says that you are Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. You must reign, oh God, until every enemy is under your feet. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. We worship you, oh God. Glorious Lord, we praise you. Oh, God of creation, those who have a broken faith. Hallelujah, we worship you, Lord Jesus. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Our gracious King, our merciful Savior. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, receive our worship today. Receive our praise. Receive our praise, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So thankful you bring us back to the heart of worship. Why, God, it was never about us. It's all about you. We could never get ourselves worthy in any way. Oh, God, we try sometimes, and we're always going to try in one aspect or another. We're going to try to fix ourselves up, make ourselves presentable. Lord, we're going to try to put on our best selves as we put on our best clothes, and it's not working. But the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank God. Oh, we come, Lord, not in any merit of our own. We come worshiping because of the salvation that has been shed forth through the Holy Spirit, because of the blood of our Savior. Thank you. Lord, we're thankful that you, Lord, a long time ago, set forth in this place the high praises of God. And they ring through these mountains. They ring through the local, Lord, little hills and hills. They ring. It rings forth from this lodge. May it never be silenced. Lord God, may it never be silenced. May your praise continue in spirit and in truth, Lord. May there always be those who, when they come to this sacred, sanctified place, be willing to give the sacrifice of praise. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we ask that it will be so. We pray, Father, it will be so in the cottage, in the village, that your praise, your worship will go forth to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, God, we worship you. We exalt you, Lord Jesus, because you have redeemed us. And Lord, you are faithful and true, a loving and merciful God. And we give you all the glory. We pray, Father, in the time this morning we're together, have your way. We pray, Lord, that you'll have the body of Christ to function. Whatever you want us to do, testimony, song, whatever you wish, Lord, you must reign in us. You must have your will, your way in us. And we ask this, Father, all in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Perhaps we could sing yet number 12. Great is thy faithfulness. Number 12. Thank you, Lord.
on these grounds yesterday, Brother Keith Schneider came over to me and he said, "Well, welcome, Sister Hofflander." He was the first person that saw us get out of the limousine. And I said, "You know, I'm not sure who you are." Because he had a little bit of a disguise, a little extra something that I didn't see about 10 years ago. And he said, "Oh, of course I know you, Brother Keith Schneider. Of course I do. But I'm not talking about Keith Schneider now. I want to tell you what the Lord said to me on yesterday morning before we left Illinois. And I want to take heed to that word. And I want to pass it on to you. The Lord and I have a little thing in common, and that is, almost every day, the Lord gives me a scripture for the day. You know, when you get a little bit old and a little bit incapacitated, the Lord gives you some extra mercy and some extra kindness. And he drops a verse usually every morning into my heart. And I'll tell you what it was yesterday morning before we got on the airplane to fly out here. And I think it goes along with the theme Brother Keith has been trying to give us. Here it is. And see how appropriate it was. You know, I don't make these things up. But I don't even say, "Lord, be sure you give me a verse for today." I don't do that. But when I open my eyes, almost every day, not quite every day perhaps, but here it is. "Ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." Amen. Amen. Now that's an Old Testament verse. But I thought, hey, that's appropriate. Not just because I'm starting a new day, but because I'm going where the theme is, holiness unto the Lord. And I tell people that. I say, they say, "Why do you go way out to New York every summer if you can?" I said, "Because the theme at that camp is something that is very dear to my heart. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song." Isn't it?
Yes.
Is it? Shake your head if you can't say yes. It's our theme. And we want to keep that theme in this camp. The day they say nix to that theme, I'll say, that's it. Because my help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. How about you? You know your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And people say, "You're pretty good for an old lady." And I said, "I have no claim to be good, but I said, I have a wonderful Lord." And a lady in the airplane, she says, "I want to be your guardian angel. I want to take you to your seat." I said, "You can do that. I'll accept it as from the Lord." "Oh, what's your recipe? How old are you?" I said, "I'll be 94 if I live another month." 94? I said, "Yes, if I live another month." But I said, she says, "What is your secret?" I said, "My secret is my help comes from the Lord."
Thank you.
And he said another word. "As thy day," you can say it with me, "so shall thy strength be." That's a promise. And you know, we should take those promises and say, "I stand on that word of God. As my day, so shall my strength be." I have a wonderful traveling companion, Sue Ann Carey, over here on the bench, sitting next to Sister Gladys. Now I lost my point. Anyway, I was going to say something nice about her. I know what it was. Because I said to her, in early on when we made our reservations for camp, and we made our reservations for the airline, I said, "Hey, you know what?" I said, "I might not even be here." She says, "Don't say that." She didn't mean that, because she had to cancel everything, you know, because we're buddies and we kind of travel when we come to camp. At least once a year we're companions to come together. But as thy day, so shall thy strength be. And that strength comes from that verse I got from Jesus yesterday. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I asked the Lord to be forgiving of me, because there were so many things to do yesterday and so many places to go and so swiftly to come that I don't think I was searching for him with all my heart every moment of the day. But you know, he knows that too. And he knows all about your life, you boys and girls and men and women, and even you old-timers, every moment of the day. Let's, when we think of that verse, say, "Jesus, I need you, and I love you, and I know you are faithful to your word. You never leave me, you never forsake me, and I'm so thankful for that." And I'm going to hush now, but I just wanted to pass that word on to you. Ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, dear God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You know, I've been privileged to meet a lot of the saints and have them pray for me. And I think I might have mentioned last year what a privilege that is. And when I saw our sister Hofflander, I was so thrilled to have to be here when you're here. When I lived here at camp with the Gardeners, there was a time when Sister Caroline was ill, and we were having our devotions there over in the what we called the annex. And I'll never forget it when Brother Gordon Gardner came over to me, and he said in his way, "Kate, and you go and pray for Sister Caroline." Now, I was more of a peep-squeak than ever. And he, you know, and it was, there was no rational reason for me to go over and pray for Sister Caroline. And I didn't move. And I remember he said, "Go pray for Sister Caroline." And I of course I obeyed. And I prayed for her in a feeble way. But I came away realizing something. That we have to be grateful for the saints God has given us. Those who have experienced, who have walked that narrow way for going to be 94 in a month?
Yes. God willing.
Well, I hope he is, and more so. Because we're grateful, and I think of also Brother Hofflander. Thank God for him and his life. And I wondered if it'd be okay if I prayed for you. Because I'm so thankful for the saints of God. You know, we need them. Do you have a saint in your life? I don't mean a statue. A porcelain thing. I mean a saint. And so I want to pray for you, Sister Hofflander. I'm nothing. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for your life, I'm grateful for someone in this meeting who's walked the narrow way for 94 years, serving Jesus still, speaking for Jesus, worshiping, exhorting us as you have this morning. I honor Christ in you. I'm grateful. And I want to pray for you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord. Oh God, we thank you for your servants.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we're thankful that our dear sister Hallelujah. Has been a faithful servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we don't make over her, but we make over this vessel that has Christ in her.
Hallelujah.
That has been glorified. And Lord, that she's lived her life for the kingdom of God. That Lord, at this age in her life, she's still serving Jesus. Still walking in the footsteps of the King. And God, I feel the privilege of just laying my hands on this head and saying, God, continue to bless.
Yes.
Strengthen her.
Yes.
As her days
are. Yes, Lord.
We believe you to do this, Lord Jesus. Oh God. Lord, you know her heart. You know the desires of her heart. You know the cries of her heart. We don't know them. We may not know the details or ever may know the details. But Lord, in a sacred union we agree with her. We pray that those things may be granted. Thank you for the days you've given her. And we pray, oh God, that truly her time here will be appointed of you.
Yes.
Lord, we're thankful that here she is seeking you with her whole heart, with all that's within her.
Yes.
We just give you all the praise and glory for her, for her companions that have come with her.
Yes.
All in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, dear God.
Praise the Lord. We thank you, dear God. You know, I'm thankful, and Brother Tom can testify to this too. One thing, the gardeners, if you don't know who the gardeners are, then you've been born much too late. But the wonderful saints, first directors of this camp and so on and so forth, one thing they taught us, right, Tom, was they taught us how to listen. They taught us how to listen to others, and particularly to listen to those who've walked. I call them the saints. We're all saints in Christ Jesus. But you know, how to listen to those who have been faithful on the narrow way, to heed them. I'm so grateful for that. I sometimes look around and I see in not only in churches that we need that more. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for those that have been faithful and true. Thank you for the words that they still share with us. God is so good. We want to sing, as our sister Hofflander pointed out to us, the theme of camp, Holiness Unto the Lord. Forgive me for, I forgot the number. If you could help me. What is it? 385, of course. 385. And we will stand and also wait on you if you have an offering for the children's fund. 385. Let's stand together. Thank you, Lord.
Called unto holiness, Church of our God, purchase of Jesus, redeemed by his blood, call from the world and its idols to flee, call from the bondage of sin to be free. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along.
On that second. together.
Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing and shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever.
Gentlemen, the third.
Called unto holiness, praise his dear name. This blessed secret to faith now made plain. Not our own righteousness, but Christ within. Living and reigning and saving from sin. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing and shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever. Called unto holiness, glorious thought, up from the wilderness wanderings brought. Out from the shadows and darkness of night, into the Canaan, a perfect delight. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing and shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever.
And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will keep these grounds, holiness unto the Lord. Oh, we ask this with all our hearts. And God, we count all of ourselves accountable, Lord, that we might have that watchword, that we might have that guard. Lord, we pray that this place from the very front part of it to the back all the way to the village will be kept holiness unto the Lord, that our God may be honored, O Lord Jesus. We pray God will walk carefully. O Lord, we need your help with this, and we're thankful that you are more than willing to aid us by the Holy Spirit. We're so thankful, Lord God, that you established this camp. Lord, it's nothing without your presence. It's nothing, Lord God, without you reigning here, having your way. And so we ask this, O Lord, that you will keep these grounds holiness unto the Lord. O Lord Jesus, we ask this, Father, in his name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's be seated and sing that fifth verse.
Called unto holiness, bride of the Lamb, waiting the bridegroom's returning again. Shall appear. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing and shout it loud and long. Holiness unto the Lord now and forever.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. We thank you, dear God. Hallelujah. Wonderful Lord. We thank you, dear Jesus. We thank you for your word, O God. We're so grateful for the word of God. And we would ask, Lord, that you would aid us today by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we just trust you to speak to us and to move in us, to change us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.